La Encomienda Castle. It is a symbol of the village, and commonly it is known as La Torre de los Moros. Its toponymy takes us back to the Muslim period denomination. However, little is known about that period, because the lack of documentary resources is compounded by the archaeological evidence which proves that the construction we preserve today is later. Being a fortress built by La Orden de Santiago in the 14th century. The archaeological excavations which took place in this area revealed a clear chronological sequence which goes from the 14th century until today, where the morphology of this settlement changes in parallel with the use made of it. First period, the strength of the defensive castle. According to written sources, the original structure had a bastion, moat, and entrance with a drawbridge, as well as archaeological remains that indicate the existence of two barriers. A first barrier surrounded the entire fortress, adapting to the topography of the land, located in a gentle small hill, and protected the whole complex, which was accessed through the eastern gateway, which was flanked by two cubes. In the second barrier, we can notice a piece of it in the west side, just in the same place where texts locate a so-called false door. This gateway led to the area of cultivation and the stream. Second period, the functionality of the residential administrative palace. At the end of the 15th century, the original Christian fortress gradually lost its marked defensive character in favor of a new administrative, residential, and agricultural function. However, notwithstanding the above, La Encomienda Castle will largely retain its appearance as a walled fortress. In response to these needs, modifications were made to the original perimeter of the barrier, where it was enlarged and new spaces were added. In this last sense, we can see the creation of a series of successive rooms communicating with each other in their northern, northwestern, and western sections. This arrangement is the result of an optimization of the prevailing economic system, in which there was a direct production process, and an indirect one derived from the storage of the tithes and first fruits of the commander. The greatest restructuring changes are found in the section where the main door is located. Third period, the fall of a symbol, decline, abandonment, and looting. With the advanced modern era, the fortress that one day shone a bastion got involved in an unstoppable process of abandonment, becoming, as so often happens in the history of many monuments, a quarry subjected to a brutal plundering. In the same way, it is necessary to point out that this space was last used for agricultural purposes, which considerably modified its morphology, because to increase the productive surface and level the land, earth was added and wall was built on the slope of its containment. Information about the archaeological work, excavation, consolidation, and restoration. After the collapse of the North Tower in 1997, the priority was given to consolidation and restoration works on the towers and inner walls of the building. In 2001, as part of the Alba Plata project, part of the perimeter wall of the castle was also consolidated and restored, while archaeological work allowed to discover the remains of the inside/outside layout of the main enclosure of the fortress and identified possible uses. In accordance with conservation criteria after the excavation, the different spaces were covered with gravel, after placing a synthetic textile mesh to protect them. Nevertheless, in order to leave evidence of the existence of the buried remains, a two-color gravel mark system was used, gray to indicate the location of the buried walls, and white for the rest of spaces. Inside the walled enclosure, southeast, stage 2. We are witnessing the cancellation of the wall that was built in the previous phase. By cutting the wall, only one course was preserved. A new body is added, a powerful filling of soil and rubble, forming a terrace connected through the stairs to an open space that works as an ambulatory and communication between the structures. Inside the wall enclosure, northeast, we can appreciate the addition of new spaces, creating rooms by attaching a series of walls to the outer face of the wall, optimizing the space available to attend the new needs related to the agricultural production system, with a direct procedure of production and indirectly derived from the storage of the tithes, the first fruits of the commander. Inner enclosure of the castle, the celokia. The castle, given its scale, has a very clear layout consisting of the celokia, or main enclosure, and the albacar, or outer enclosure. The celokia has a considerable height, and given its small size, was densely built up inside, as excavations have revealed, leaving a narrow central courtyard. Although it has not been preserved, we know that there was a second floor that housed rooms of indeterminate use. For its part, the albacar is a surface large enough to accommodate the host, or rather the local militia, and the communal livestock in case of an attack. The homage tower. It is the most important element. It is one of the few cylindrical towers besides Puebla de Alcocer Tower. It is from this point of view where the interventions carried out in the wall enclosure are best understood, as we can see in the remains that have been recovered and consolidated, dating from the 14th century, and the two colors of gravel that witness the existence of walls that have been buried for their protection.